Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome to you, beautiful you, wherever you are in the world. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. This is a new show, From Stress to Authentic Success. And as always, I am so inspired and excited today to guide you, inspire you, motivate you to go from stress to authentic success, of course. And this show is all about movement. Now, I want you to know, I'm not sure that some of you are realizing this, but in my first life, I was a physiotherapist. Why I studied physiotherapy? Because I was so fascinated by the body, by the anatomy of the body, by the body and its potential. It's magical. Yeah, it's a mechanism that up until today is still fascinating me. And what happened when I was studying it was that I was a sporty young girl, a young adult, you know, doing a lot of tennis, played a lot of tennis in my life, was actually on a competitive level. I suffered often from little physical overdoing. And of course, that led me to physiotherapy. And often I said to myself, I want to study this. And so I did. And so I became, in the early 80s, I became a physiotherapist. And then I studied manual therapy because there was so much that I wanted to know about the body and how we move the body. And it's by moving our body that we can really help our body to stay in shape. To say, for me, movement has always been a sort of medicine. And today I'm going to talk to a guest that thinks the same. My guest today is Merrily Freer. She wrote me a little email asking me if I would have her on a show because she actually started her running journey in April 2020 during the England first COVID-19 lockdown. And since then, she has conquered thousands of miles, including 2 marathons, 2 ultra marathons, originally from Estonia. And I believe her English is maybe not the best, but I'm sure she has a beautiful story to tell us. She now lives in the rural Lincolnshire with her supportive family and spiritual, I think it's dog named Jack. So Merrily runs to help maintain her mental well-being. So we will talk about what running, moving can do to keep your mental health on a certain level. She is driven by a passion for pushing her own boundaries, and her goal is to inspire and empower others, of course, to discover and unlock their full potential. Now, I believe she wrote a book called Just Run. So we will certainly talk to her about all that. I want this to be an authentic conversation. So I can't wait to talk to Merrily about her experience, because as I said in the beginning, my life as well has been dominated by moving, doing sports on a competitive level. Always, even in my schooling years, I was after school immediately going to the tennis court or going to the fitness to start some fitness exercises to strengthen my muscles, to keep up my body in shape. I was really one of those obsessed people with fitness and sports and movement. And it has served me in a big way because I still believe today when I do my walks, when I do my cycling, I can't run anymore because of my surgery in my back and my hip. But that has not prevented me from keep on doing exercise, from keep on moving that body day after day, again and again. And it has helped me in a big way in all the challenges that I have encountered. So I am curious to talk to Merrily Freer about her journey into running and how it has helped her in her mental health journey. I will talk to you just now.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. And as I said in the intro, today I have a bit of a special guest because I don't think in the 4 years that I've been doing the show, Merrily, I don't think that I've had someone who is doing so much running to actually manage her health and well-being. So welcome, Merrily Freer. I am so excited to just to talk to you, Meryl. What made you start running? Tell us a little bit about that.
So I started running during lockdown 2020 because we have probably forgotten how bad it was that we went in UK. We weren't able to leave our homes. We were only allowed to go outside for an exercise for an hour a day with your family. And I had almost 3-year-old son at home at the time who was very confused what was going on with the world, why we weren't able to do the same activities that we used to. And I struggled with my mental health to fit in with it all. And so
Did you just arrive in the UK, or were you here already for a longer time when the COVID started?
Yes, I have lived in UK for 10 years now.
Oh, okay.
But when I started running during the lockdown, I had run before, but never enjoyed it. Always found it something that I just have to do to lose weight or for the wrong reasons, really. So I didn't really enjoy it, but this time it kind of clicked. I went out for that first run. It was very slow and it was hard, but I came home and I felt that I have accomplished something. I have done something for my health and for my well-being. And
So how far was that first run? Just give us an idea.
I went for 4K, which is quite a lot considering.
Yeah, for the start. Yeah.
But for I had been practicing a bit at home, so probably 2 weeks before that official first run, I started to just run on the spot at home while my son was around, or maybe I did a little loops in the garden. We have very small garden, so I wasn't able to do much, but it kind of gave me this movement and made me feel that movement actually helps. And that day when I went, it was a difficult day, and my husband came downstairs, who was working upstairs because of the everybody were working at home at the time,
Yes.
and he said that just have a break, go for a run. And it was very strange suggestion, but I'm pleased that I went. And I don't think if we went but into the lockdown, I would have
Done
started running.
this. So interesting, hey? So the lockdown was going on for months. So did you go then regularly every day, or how did the program, the running program go?
So to start with, I didn't know much about it. I had all those questions. Should I run every day? Should I do a warm up? Should I cool down? What should I do? I started to read about it, and I didn't have a good trainers at the time. I struggled because I had my old trainers, but somehow with the help of the internet, and I joined some running Facebook groups where I got some advice. I figured out that the best is to do like every other day or
Yes.
3 times a week or something like that. And so I decided that I'm running every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. And
Okay.
so that kind of gave my weeks a structure that I knew what's going to happen and what I'm going to look forward to, how I'm going to eat those days to support my running. And then just through trial and error, I started to learn more about running. I got the knee pain, so I started to learn what I should do about it. I incorporated strength training early on to my routine because I felt that this is something that really helps me, that I really enjoy. It was a big surprise to me because I never thought that I would actually enjoy and love running. And then that's where it went.
So where from starting to run and let's say 4Ks to doing a marathon and two ultra marathons, tell us how, and that within 4 years.
Yes, so I ran my first marathon just 5 months and 1 week after that first run, which is
Wow.
very quick process. But I, at the time, I felt so determined, and it gave me this feeling of accomplishment that every time when I went out, I wanted to either go further or do better or do
Yeah.
something. And when I came home, I felt that kind of that runner's high that I have done something for myself, and that helped me through life in lockdown. It
Yes.
encouraged me to change my eating. I went to plant-based lifestyle during that period, and that really boosted my running. I'm still plant-based, and I'm really pleased that I made the decision that time because I think that it just helps my health overall. I know it's not for everybody, but it works for me.
Yeah. And
So,
so because from 4Ks to, you know, to the marathon, to being now a woman, we need to say that, who wants to inspire others to run for their mental well-being. How has it changed your mental well-being? What difference do you feel?
well, for example, I went for a run this morning. I had a bit of rough day yesterday. I had a bit of problem with my son, and I wasn't feeling very good. And last night I went to running club that I'm a member of, and I volunteered. I didn't want it to run myself, but I volunteered, and just being in that supportive community and seeing other people strive, and you're kind of part of it and helping them to try, that helped me to start feeling better. And this morning I thought that I'm going for a run, and although I wasn't feeling great, but when I was out, then I started to feel better because
Yeah.
I live in a countryside, so it's quite often chance that you can see like hares or some deer or some rabbits. And when I'm going for my run, I try to be mindful, be in the present moment.
Yes.
Instead of I'm not focusing on the problems
What?
or the tasks that I have to do. I'm just focusing that I'm running. Either I set myself a small goals, or I just forget myself into that run. Maybe I'm listening to a podcast or a music. Sometimes I run without anything. I not even a watch, because I want to just take everything in. And I think running has taught me to being present instead of focusing all those distractions we are getting, the social media, work, everything. But running gives that feeling that I can be mindful and focus on that one task in hand. And I think it's a very important skill that you can bring to everyday life, because it's very easy to be distracted. But this
focus does a lot. Eh? I mean, Merle, I had a client this morning, and it's perspective is everything. And if you focus on the good things and what works, and like you say, you know, your structure, your planning, or what is coming, it's much better than to focus on what's not working. And I'm here closed down. I mean, the lockdown was a mental challenge for so many people. Was it a mental challenge for you as well?
It definitely was. I lost my father to COVID, so that added. We went close, but losing a parent is something that influences you deeply. Are you close or not? And it happened at a time when I had a running injury, and I wasn't able to run as much as I used to. And so at that time, I really felt that the form of therapy that I became reliant on wasn't available to me, and I struggled.
Yes, I can understand that. And how did you come from then running the marathons and the ultra marathons and then writing a book? Because that's still a big step also.
So after I ran my first marathon, I felt that somebody who hated physical exercise as a child, who thought that she can't do anything, I certainly run a marathon, and I run on decent time, and I did it alone, solo, because there weren't many races going on at the time. I did it as a virtual race, and so I thought that if I'm able to do it, there might be other people who are able to do it, and I just would like to inspire them. So from that point, I started to write the book. So it was a process. It evolved with my running.
What is the book about? Because it's called Just Run. What is the book about? What is the purpose of the book?
The purpose of the book is to inspire anybody who have ever thought about running, or maybe they have lost their running mojo, or maybe they're just runners and want to get this encouragement and motivation. The meaning of the Just Run is means that you don't have to run for the certain schedule. You don't have to run for Strava statistics or anything like that. You run for you. You're running your run. You have your own goals, and it doesn't matter if you just maybe run once a week, or because you don't have more time or anything like that. You can do it. Whatever your goals are, just run. That's the meaning.
I like what you said. Just do it for you. Just do it for yourself. Don't look at the outside world, how they are running and what they are striving for. Do it for you. That is a big message, because we always look at the outside world, how they are doing it, and then we try to copy. And that's where injuries, etc., often happen. You need to do it with your own body. I'm a physiotherapist from education, so it's very important to run at your own pace. And it because in 5 months, going from 4K to a marathon, that's very quick. So is there a schedule in the book? Or is it just motivational, or is it your story? What is in the book?
It's my book has three parts. So the first and second part are focusing on me running my first marathon, and then ultra. And the third part is like these little running stories about different topics, like running during the holidays or running through the rain. And then I have a big chapter in the end, which takes together all the running tips for the beginners.
Ah,
So
good.
it has a tons of advice there. It takes through topics like your motivation, your goals, also because I'm trained running coach, so it also takes through the running technique and what to wear, what not to wear, what you have to worry about, what you don't have to worry about, all sorts of things like that. And then I have some helpful tables in the end as well, because I'm running in UK, and most people in UK run in miles, but in other countries and also even in the UK, some people run in kilometers.
Yeah.
So I added all those conversion charts there.
Yeah.
My book also has recommended reading list, because I'm an avid reader. And when I started running, this brought my joy back for reading, because I lost it. When I had a child, I didn't have much time. And when I started running, I was so eager to learn. And so
beautiful.
I read running book after running book. And so I have added this bit to the book as well, that people would know which books would be worth reading.
So it has helped you a lot with your mental well-being. But what about your physical well-being? Has it changed your shape? Has it changed your body? What has been going on there? Don't you need to eat in a different way, as you say, like, you know, to have the energy to run marathons? And isn't it your lifestyle that has changed?
I think a lot of the change came from changing to plant-based.
Yes.
I'm more conscious what I eat. Because I run, I have to be wary that I will eat enough protein,
yes,
and things like that. But I generally just eat a simple diet. I try to have as much different colors on my plate as possible. And when it comes to running, it's just you have to think about things like hydration, that you drink enough before and after, and what do you consume during your runs. But again, I'm very simple. I run on real food. I don't use any of those artificial gels or anything like that. When I started, I tried some of them, but I have steered clear completely from them. So right now I just run with real food, and it comes with practice, because some foods work better for some runners and some work better for others. It's just you just have to try what works the best. But when it comes to my fitness and everything like that, then it definitely has changed. I'm able to run 42 miles, which is the longest I have done, and I never would have thought that I would be able to do that. And that means that I can be more
but you
active
must
with
have
my
lost weight, you must have a different shape. I mean,
I did lose weight when I started running. When I first picked up running, then I lost, I think, 7 kilograms. Then some of it came back at some point, but
it's
it's
more
not so.
muscle.
It is some of the muscle, but it just depends on how much I run and how much I eat.
Yes.
And also I have got older. I'm 42 now, and so we. Everything changes when you turn 40 a bit.
Yeah,
And
that's
then
true.
From
Wait till you turn 50, my dear.
Yeah.
And 60.
Yes. So yeah, things have changed, but I feel fitter. I can do more. It has definitely had a positive impact on my
And has
body.
it had an impact? That's really interesting, I think, as a question. Has it had an impact on your son, on your family, being the parent? Has it changed you as a parent?
Definitely. I do some strength training at home, because I don't go to gym. I just want to save time and do it when it's available for me. Quite often my son joins in with me, which
Oh,
is
good.
quite nice. He likes to do yoga with me, and he doesn't get everything right, but he does his best. And I think it's really nice that he sees that positive influence, that exercise is something good to do,
Yes.
or Occasionally he comes for a short runs with me, but he's 7 now, and he's not very consistent. And children generally run as fast as they can, and then they stop because they not develop that way to go for
True.
the endurance. And but I think it's good that he sees that exercise is good for you.
Let's talk to the person who's now listening to this interview and thinks, "Ooh, maybe I can start running too." What is your first advice that you would say to someone who wants to pick up running and is inspired by your example? What kind of advice would you give?
So somebody who has never run before, I would suggest to start with Couch to 5K program. It's a brilliant program. It's a free program. There is many apps available there,
Yes.
and you can just do it with ma manageable chunks. If you feel that you're progressing too fast, that you would like to go back for a week, there is no shame of repeating the weeks. And also look up some warm up and cool down exercises. YouTube is a brilliant place to look. There are many running coaches who share their warm up or cool down routines, because it is important to have a proper warm up and cool down, not just walking, but actually some exercises, and just go from there. You don't need an expensive kit to start with. You can just run with your old t-shirt
True.
and shorts. You can get by with probably your old trainers, but as you progress, I would suggest, if it's one thing that you're going to spend money with,
It's shoes.
get yourself a good shoes. Go
Shoes are
to
important.
yeah, go to a lo local running shop and get fitted if your budget is limited. Normally there are some last year's models or something like that available that you could, but you could still get a good shoe that would fit to your needs.
I
Because
agree.
if you have a bad shoe, and then you're more likely that when you get a niggle or something starts hurting you, you're stopping. But the clothes are not as important. Yes, when you progress, maybe you want to buy an item here and there, but you don't. They are not essential to start. If it's one thing you spend money, these are shoes.
Oh, yeah, I agree. That's a very important one. Now, around the mental well-being again, because that's one of the big reasons for you to have started running to improve your own mental health and well-being. Tell us a little bit about someone. Would you suggest someone, like, for example, with anxiety, with depression, someone who's really struggling mentally? What would you suggest to them?
So running is not for maybe for everybody, because some can't do because of they have some physical restrictions, but movement is medicine. I am a big believer that movement is medicine, and you could just start with small things. Maybe just do a little yoga session with your TV at home if you don't want to go out, or if you don't have confidence to go out. Or if you have confidence to go out, go for a walk. Just being in nature, it will help, because your senses are more alert and you can take in beauty around you, and world certainly would seem a little bit better. It's
Yes,
not a
I agree.
magical it's not a magical cure. It won't cure your anxiety or depression right away, but there have been studies and that
It's a
have
step
proved that
forward. Let's say it like that. It's always, you look again on another side of life, hey? You know that
yes,
song,
exactly.
"Look at a Bright Side of Life"? I think when you start moving, you start looking at life in a different way than when you are contracted and sitting in front of TV or sitting in a couch or lying in bed. It's a big difference, eh?
It's very easy to just get stuck in your head and go through with those intrusive thoughts over and over again.
Yes, I
But
agree.
if you just break out of it, just go for the 10-minute walk, then things start to change.
Yes.
And even if you have to force yourself to do it, because depression and anxiety isn't something that you can snap out of. Like some people might say, it's more difficult than that. But if you want to see a change, you have to change something, and it's not always that the pill from the doctor. It's
no, that's true.
You can do some more simple things. Maybe you could just change your diet a little bit, try to eat a bit healthier, and that might make you feel a bit better.
And what would you say? Because, you know, in summer, it's easier to go outside and go for a run and move. But what about, how did you motivate yourself during the winter, when it's darker, when it's raining, when it's, how would you say you can motivate yourself to just do this?
When I started running, it was April. So by the time I got to those winter months, I already had my motivation up.
In place, yes.
Yes, so it never been a problem for me. I actually really like running in rain, because it makes you feel really, let's say, like really hardcore, that you can do it despite of it being miserable outside.
Okay.
But if you maybe starting during the winter, try to find those times to that maybe it is lighter. Or one thing that would definitely help, try find your local running group or a walking group, and with other people, especially if you commit to going there maybe once a week or twice a week, or even if you just go twice a month, you will get that support from those people. Runners and walkers are generally really friendly bunch, and
people.
they will welcome you, and you will feel connection, and often that connection is something that could help you get out of your head again, and you can talk, and you can.
I think it's a very important point you make there, to get out of your head. Because I see in my practice every day, Merrily, how people live in their head. And when you go outside and start moving, you get into your body. Whether it's walking, running, like you say, yoga, whatever feels good to you, you get out of your head. And in this society, I think mental health starts with actually movement, like you say. You know, it starts with movement, because if we stay contracted in front, what we are doing now, in front of a screen the whole day, the whole time, that's where, you know, the problem lies, I think, in this society. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to interview you, is the, you know, the motivation to go outside, the motivation to start moving. As you say, movement is medicine. Is there a quote or something, you know, a statement, something you live by, that you would like to share with the audience before we close?
I have this little section from my own book. It's about running, but I think it applies to many areas of the life. If
okay.
It's okay for me to read it. So
just loud enough so that we can hear.
Yes. It's a new day and new start. You don't have to run a certain number of days a week or a set mileage. All of this is irrelevant. You do you. Our goals will never be the same, but with dedication and consistency, you can improve your physical and mental health and achieve your running goals. You can do it. Just run. And I think, although this section is about running,
it's about life.
It's applicable for all other areas in life.
I agree.
So just have the courage to step out and try. It might not be running. It might be rekindling the old hobby, or doing something that you have dreamed as a child. Like I
might be
to...
art, you know, it might be drawing, painting, it might be picking up a music instrument, it might be going for a goal or do a course, whatever. I mean, you are doing a running coaching course, I believe.
Yes, I'm qualified, so I have.
Oh,
already,
well done.
I've already done the running coach course, but I always strive to learn more. I'm going to start next month learning About digital marketing, because when I published the book, I felt that this is the gap in my knowledge that I don't know, and I'm always eager to learn new skills. So I
Oh,
thought that
great.
why not, instead of hiring somebody, I will learn to do those skills myself.
You are pushing your boundaries, eh?
I am
It makes
trying.
you feel alive when you push your boundaries. You see, you come out of your comfort zone, which I want to congratulate you for, Merrily, because that's a part of feeling alive and going from stress to authentic success is out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. I do things that are not easy for me. Coming in front of you today, it's not easy for me, but I do it anyway, because I think it's important to do things that scare you,
Yes.
because you
It
know,
makes you feel alive. Don't
yes,
forget that. You
yeah,
know, we don't
nothing
like the
happened.
continuous routine. We need to break out of our shell, hey?
Yes, nothing grows in your comfort zone. You
No,
just have to
that's
step
true.
out of it.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to talk. I'm going to leave the interview now with a little break, and I'll come back to the audience just now. Don't forget to get the book, Just Run from Merrily. You can have it on Amazon, on Barnes and Nobles. There's different places. So you just go out there and just run. Thank you, Merrily. And thank you so much for this beautiful conversation.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for having me. It was lovely. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you for listening again. Welcome back to this last part of the show. And as I told you, it was an interesting conversation with Merrily, because movement has become her medicine. And I loved so much on when she illustrated on hating physical exercise like a child. Actually, the opposite of what I was telling you in the intro. I was loving physical exercise when I was young, and she actually hated it. So it's quite amazing how she picked up running, starting with a 4K or a 5K run, and then ending up doing all these marathons. Isn't it interesting how it helped her with her well-being? And I'm sure maybe you can recognize this. What has helped you surviving that pandemic? You know, that COVID lockdown, what helped you? Was it movement? Was it creating a course? Was it some music? What has helped you during that lockdown? Because we don't often talk about it anymore, but I can see in my practice every week that the lockdown has had a big consequence in our well-being, in our mental, emotional and physical well-being. I still see the consequences and the scars even of that lockdown here in my practice. So I'm just asking you, what did you do to go from surviving to thriving during the lockdown? What helped you surmounting that, you know, that period of not being able to socialize, about no freedom, about the limitation of so many things? What helped you? I think that's an interesting question. And if you want to tell me about it, you can always mail me at danielle@danielsachs.com or send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. I'm always there to help you, because as I said, movement has helped many people. Merrily is one of them, and it has helped me as well in a big, big way. And I loved to, you know, to talk to Merrily about the lifestyle, because let's be honest with ourselves. Everything is lifestyle. Health, well-being is about your lifestyle. It's about nutrition. She started to do a plant-based nutritional program, but it's about all those things together, the self-care, the movements, the little routines, the nutrition, the mental, what are you watching in the evening, on screens, on your TV, on your laptop, on your iPad? It's about technology. Are you using it to feed you, or rather to bring you down and to deplete you? So there's so many things we can talk about around what we did in that lockdown period and what it had as consequences. So thank you, Merrily, for your inspiration to start moving. And what I really loved about this very genuine little conversation is how Merrily just is there to motivate you and I just to be you, whether it's running or something else. Just look out for what can help you, what feeds you. And it's something that is close to authenticity, to be honest. It's all about your personal preference, your personal needs, your personal values. It's all about being authentic to who you are. What we are doing here, Merrily and I, what we have done today is just inspire you to follow your own path. For her, it was running. What is your part? What does it mean for you? It can be something totally different. I have a client who has started to now go on to, what was it, painting? Anything that can help you to be that on that deeper level of feeling fulfilled and feeling free and feeling in flow. Whatever helps you, just go and do that. And again, as a reminder, Merrily's book, Just Run, you can have it on Amazon and all sorts of platforms. But it can help you maybe to start motivating you to start doing something to have your mental and physical and emotional health going to the next level. I think that was enough for now, for today. I trust that you will take good care of yourself, that you will be true to yourself this coming days and weeks, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.